What will happen to a person who is unable to overcome fear? Sometimes people think, is it so necessary to be an overcomer in this area? There are so many imperfections and flaws in my life and around me. So let fear be one of them. Everyone must choose themselves. No one can force their opinion or another person. However, there is a problem here. Fear is a kind of faith that can grow so powerful that will eventually manifest itself in the material world. In Matthew 8:13, Jesus said, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." When Jesus did miracles in the lives of people, he usually said, "Your faith has saved you," or "According to your faith be it to you." Job lamented, "For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. I'm not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes." Job 3:25 and 26. People must not be afraid of any dreadful thing, but always rely on the word of God. "Nor by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Zechariah 4:6. They need to pray and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. With the leading of the Holy Spirit, they will enter God's peace gradually, one step at a time, and finally have the victory. The most important condition is the desire, strong desire. Of course, a person's desire might not be strong enough to motivate them to become free of fear. However, the Bible has a way, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. It is the Lord who gives the desire. One simply needs to cry out to God to receive such a strong desire from Him. Everything is in the Lord's hands. A person must simply take a step toward the Lord. When someone takes a step, the Lord meets them halfway. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. James 4:8-10.